You're listening to Equipped, the podcast that turns gaming concepts into life lessons. I'm your host, Isa Gonzalez, and each week, I'll show you different ways you can clear quests, fight boss battles, and level up, not only in-game, but also in real life. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode. This is going to be another solo episode, and you might be wondering, like, Isa, what is up with this title? And so you guys might have an idea already about what this will be about, but let me lay down the reasons why I am creating this episode. And actually, before we get into that, I just want to say thank you really quickly for hitting play and for deciding that this episode is worth your time. It really means a lot to me. And so anyway, going back, I have been playing V Rising for a couple of weeks now. And so as of recording, V Rising is still an early access game. It's a survival RPG. And what you do is you play as a vampire. And so the building and the combat aspect of this game is really, really cool. I actually enjoy it quite a lot. And there is this one skill wherein you have to defeat a bunch of bosses to get this skill. And the skill is you can heal your allies. And once you do, like if you hit, like it's a red ball and you have to like aim it towards your ally. And then once you heal that ally, you eventually get 25% of your own health back. So it's like a win-win situation. Like if you heal someone, you actually also heal yourself for a bit. And so I've been playing this game with my boyfriend and his siblings, and it's been really, really fun. And there's just a lot of times within this game wherein I want to stay alive. Like, I don't want to really be the biggest or the strongest character in this server or anything like that. I just want to stay alive. And so after playing this, I don't know, for some reason, like playing this game for a bunch of weeks, I realized how much I want to stay alive in video games. Like, survival RPGs are my favorite games to play, but I definitely get stressed out a lot, and most of my stress comes from me just trying to not die. And I've mentioned this so many times before already. You guys already know how afraid I am of dying all the time and being the one that dies all the time. And so in this game, I just started noticing, like, and I don't know if my boyfriend or his siblings notice this, but whenever there's like a boss fight and there's just like a lot of mobs around me, what I would do is I would actually just let my boyfriend and his siblings, you know, deal damage and take aggro away. And I would just like run to a very far corner of like the area and try to heal myself, because there's also like a self-healing skill that you can do in this game. And so there's like a lot of moments where I catch myself just in the corner and I'm trying to heal myself and I'm just trying to stay alive. And then they're also using like the healing skill. It's called Sanguine something. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, I've noticed that in video games, whether you're playing survival RPGs or not, there is an intense importance, or there's like this intense seriousness when it comes to sustaining your health, your HP bar. Like, think about it. How often do you try to go to a boss battle without enough potions? Like, how often do you not think about all the buffs that you can use so that you can guarantee that you will, you know, defeat a boss, or you won't die if you go in a dungeon or a cave with a lot of mobs in there? Like, right? There's so much preparation that gamers do when it comes to like making sure that we're well equipped and that our HP bar can get sustained for as long as it can. And I realized, unfortunately, that a lot of people, including myself, tend to take health in-game more seriously than their health in real life. And to really top things off, I am currently going through something as well, health-wise. And so I've mentioned this briefly on the Discord server. If you guys aren't a part of that yet, come on. The link is down below. And I've also mentioned this on like Instagram, I think, like very, very briefly and a couple of times already. I've had eczema my entire life. Some people pronounce it as eczema. I think if you're from the Western side of the world, that's how you pronounce it. But I pronounce it as eczema. It's a skin / inflammatory condition. And so I've had it all my life, ever since I was a baby. And so it was really manageable. But then I, unfortunately, because I wasn't really well educated about what eczema is and why it happens and what are the proper ways to, you know, deal with it, because there's no cure for it, I sort of ended up misusing steroid creams, topical steroid creams. And I only learned about like topical steroid withdrawal this year in 2022. And I am 23. That's like 23 years almost of not understanding what this condition really is and not understanding what steroid creams are for and what side effects they actually have. And so I am currently in this phase wherein my skin is just flaring up. Sorry for the imagery. I mean, I hope you guys aren't eating. If you are, you kind of just want to, I think you want to finish your food before you continue listening. But yeah, there's just like a lot of flare-ups on my body right now, whole body, and it's red. Sometimes it's inflamed. It's really itchy. And there's a lot about my skin condition that I am only learning right now, like after 23 years. And what kind of sucks is the fact that I know that I've neglected not only my skin health, but also just like my health in general. I know that I've neglected a huge chunk of it for the longest time. And it's like, I don't know, I think I just grew up thinking that, oh, if I'm not currently experiencing any, you know, physical health problems, then I'm good. But actually, a lot of things might already be happening, like within your organ systems that you're not aware of, just because they're not manifesting physically on your skin, or maybe you feel well, but actually there's something going on within that you're just not aware about. So this year has been the most focused, the most intentional I've been when it comes to thinking about my health, learning about the things that I need to be doing, and learning about the things that I shouldn't be doing at all. Again, it's like, it's so weird, and it's actually sad that this is happening to me, in a sense that I know for a fact that I waited for things to become worse before I actually started paying attention to them. And so with playing V Rising and also just going through this whole eczema ordeal, I realized like, yeah, like we prioritize, we look at our health in game so much more clearly and seriously than we do in real life. And I think that's kind of sad. Like, I'm sad for myself. Like, if there's anything that I could tell younger Isa, just like 2015 Isa, or maybe 2018 Isa, it's just like, girl, pay attention to your health. Like, if you're willing to not die so much in game, like, why are you doing these things that sort of deteriorate your own physical health in real life? And that is actually a really interesting question. Like, if you think about it, it's sad. And I guess that's why I wanted to create this episode, because like I said earlier, I know for a fact that I waited until things became worse for me. Like, I waited until my eczema became really worse. I waited for my skin to flare up so much and spread throughout my body before I realized, like, holy crap, this is something that I need to pay attention to. Like, this is something that's serious and I'm doing something wrong. That's why this is happening. I feel like there's a lot of people out there that don't really prioritize it because it doesn't present itself as a current problem that needs your attention. And the tricky part about health is you don't want to wait until it actually becomes a problem before you pay attention to it. This entire thing reminds me of a quote I saw on Instagram. I think it was like from an IG reel or something. This guy said, "You don't have to wait until your life becomes worse until you decide to make a change." And I wish I knew that. Like, I wish I didn't wait until things gotten worse for me. Or I wish I didn't wait until I had all these eczema flare-ups before I started learning about what this condition actually means. And so there's still so much more that I have to do. And there's still so much more that I have to try to stay consistent at. It's been a very, very interesting journey to be on. It's very stressful, but also you get to know more about yourself, right? And so if you're someone that has been neglecting their health, if deep down you know that you're doing things, maybe you're not paying attention to your sleep quality, maybe you're not paying attention to what you're putting inside your body, whether it's food or alcohol or other substances, whatever it may be, maybe this is a sign to start looking into that and really understanding what you're doing to your body. This kind of coincides with the other solo episode that I released about, like, you know, no response allowed. Like, we only have one life, we only have one body. Whatever we're given, whether we have health conditions that we have to live with or we're diagnosed with something horrible, that's part of our lives already, and we have to, like, find a way to live with it or find a way to still keep moving forward despite it. And it's no one else's responsibility to do that for you except for yourself. You don't want to wait until you're at that moment of regret to start doing something better for yourself, especially with your health. And I think it's kind of cool that gaming brought this to my attention. Like, playing V Rising just brought this to my attention, because I'm always someone that wants to stay alive in RPG games. Like, I heal when I have to heal. I don't take damage, or at least I do take damage actually a lot, but I try to avoid it as much as I can. And in this game, or actually in all survival RPGs that I've played, I always find myself saying, oh my gosh, I need to heal, wait lang, I need to heal. Or if there's a chance for, like, others to heal me, sasabihin ko, pahil, dali, mamatay na ako. And so really, that's why this is the title that I chose. Again, going back to just knowing what you're doing to your body right now, in some way, it can be damaging to your body in the long run. And it might not be something that manifests really quickly. But the thing is, again, you don't want it to be a problem before you start paying attention to it. If there's anything that I can get across today, it is that. Okay. And so there's just so many things that we can do for our bodies to help ourselves. And it should really be done from a place of love and understanding that this is what's good for you. And so, yeah, I am currently still on my journey trying to heal eczema naturally. It's been, very, very interesting just learning more about what happens in your skin. Like, it's crazy. And also just, like, learning about the food that causes so much inflammation in your body, mind-blowing. Like, oh my gosh. And so, yeah, I'm still going to continue down this route. I mean, it's not like a short-term thing. Definitely not. This is supposed to be a lifestyle change for the better. And that is what I'm going to keep trying to do, despite how hard it is right now. I also saw this quote, I think, the other day or last week. It was like, don't trade short-term comfort for long-term dysfunction. This can be applied to so many other things, not just health, but, like, also your work, your career, your relationships, your spirituality. There are so many things that tempt us to, you know, go for the fast way or go down the fast route, get the fastest results, but that doesn't really mean quality. Fast results don't always guarantee quality. And with our health, with our physical being, that's also one of the cases. Like, if you want to live a healthy life, you don't get that overnight. You don't get that by just exercising once a month and then expecting that you're going to get the results that you want. Like, it's a long-term thing that you need to be mindful of, and you have to put in the work. You have to be intentional with what you're doing to make it work. Mindset is another important thing I learned about this whole healing journey that I'm on, how your mind and your body really need that connection. Like if you want something to manifest through your body, you're like, it starts with your mind and how you see your situation, how you see yourself, how you see what you're doing for yourself, if it's really with good intentions or with ulterior motives of some sorts. And so, yeah, there's a lot. I'm learning a lot. And so, again, I just want to like shine some light onto this. I feel like I kind of went in circles for a bit, but I can't really explain everything that I'm doing. Maybe that can be another episode. But the bottom line is, if you're so conscious about your health, your HP bar in game, why not be conscious about your health, your HP bar in real life? I guess that's also the question of the week. Like, if you focus so much on your health in game, why not focus on your health in real life? It's more of a rhetorical question. It's really a question meant for you to ask yourself, right? And so again, internal reflection, really evaluating what you're currently doing in your life and just determining if those are things that help you or if those are things that serve you or things that help you get to the life that you want to live. And so yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. But before we head off, I do want to give a huge shout out to Steven from The Geeky Ones. He has been commenting on the episodes on Clever FM for months now. I think he's been using the app even before I started using the app. And so it's been really cool just seeing people comment. And if you want to get featured in next week's episode, make sure you head to Clever FM and share your insights and comments about your favorite podcasts and episodes over there. Don't forget to rate, follow, and review the podcast. All the links are down below. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate each and every one of you. And as always, stay safe, stay healthy, but also stay equipped.